The following podcast is a collaboration between myself and Joy Askew. It has 11 points talking about unconditional love. 1. Because we cannot comprehend God's love for us, we need personification of the experience of unconditional love from each other. And that is why Jesus told us to love one another as I have loved you. I feel that one of our greatest needs is to experience this unconditional love from at least one person. 2. The human condition is one of separation from our Creator, our Father. Separation equals not knowing. Unknowing of our true identities, unknowing that we, all of us, are children of God. In our unknowing, we are in the dark, and to fully know ourselves, we need a light. That light is the light of unconditional love, personified in and through another human being. That being is our guru, our light bringer, our true illuminated mirror. 3. In order to fully know ourselves, we must have a mirror, but not just any mirror. We must have a mirror that shows us the truth of ourselves, our true nature, our true identities. That mirror is unconditional love. 4. Seeing ourselves through the eyes of another's unconditional love, full of forgiveness, understanding, acceptance, and empathy, not only heals our feelings of separation from each other, but also our relationship with our true selves and ultimately with our Creator. 5. Unconditional love is an evocateur. It brings forth from its hiding places the love that we all are and reveals and realizes our true identities, potential, and power. 6. Unconditional love allows us to be fully known in all of our darkness and light. Not only accepted, but cradled, supported, and nourished, while we learn to fully accept and love ourselves as the children of God that we are. 7. Unconditional love encourages and helps us to blossom, to become all we are meant to be. 8. Unconditional love and the realization of it sets us free from everything we are not, the chains that bind us to our limited, unrealized selves. The key to being loved unconditionally is actually to receive it. It is always present, and it is infinite and all-powerful in its nature. And then to give it to others. In fact, what you need, in this case, unconditional love, is what you already have, but to make it real, we must give it away. 10. There's an old saying, love wasn't put in your heart to stay. Love isn't love until you give it away. 11. Without love, we die. If not physically, then emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Or at least we do not fully experience true life the way God intended and desires us to. Without love, we have nothing. 1 Corinthians 13.